Who knows what the fuck is going to happen? Greetings from Podcastville. The church, what's happening now? Monday, June 1st, the rent is due, motherfuckers. And you know who's got the rent? Looters. The church is brought to you by and welcoming Keeps. Let me talk to you people. You ever see these fucking guys? It's 2020, and they're walking around with a fucking wig on. You ever see these guys? Well, then you got the guys that leave their hair long and cut their hair all of a sudden. Then they're missing in action. They make up a story about getting mugged, and they come back looking like the Beatles with a whole new head of hair. You ever see these fucking guys? You ain't fooling nobody. You're not fooling nobody, so stop. In fact, you do. When I see a dude with a wig, I say a prayer for you because you don't have much left. Any day now, somebody's going to shoot you in the head. It's 2020, and you got a fucking rug, a raccoon on your fucking head. Get it together. Face the facts. 2 out of 3 guys will lose their hair by the age of 35. I know a lot of people who are balding, and I don't mind looking at a smooth head. But let me tell you something, guys. If I see a toupee coming towards me, I'm walking the other way. That's just the type of person I am. We all know what's going on underneath that fucking little George Jetson hairdo. You're not fooling anybody with that rug. Your hair's thinning. It's not the end of the fucking world. The best thing you can do is get ahead of it. I'm 57 years old. You know what I'm saying? I'm far the fucking time from the future. And I'm telling you to do something. Hang on and prevent to what you have, what hair loss you have with Keeps. Get treated online by a real doctor, FDA-approved medication. Over 100,000 guys have played for Keeps with Keeps. Treatment starts at $10 a month. But since you know Uncle Joey, I'm giving you your first month free. Do me a favor. Stop it. Stop it. I know you don't feel good. You're not competent. It takes away from who you are. Why live in that fucking realm? Go to free right now. Go to keeps.com/church. Again, that's Keeps. KEEPS.com/church. And hang on to your beautiful hair. And it's nice and easy. No drama. Nobody knows nothing. Again, that's keeps.com/church. The church is also brought to you by Onnit. Listen, when it comes to supplements, Onnit is number one. I use everything from fucking Onnit. Every once in a while, I'll go to GNC for like a fucking after boost or something that Onnit doesn't have. But everything else I get from fucking Onnit. The protein powder, my Alpha Brain, my Shroom Tech Immune, my Shroom Tech Sport. The Sport makes my heart beat a little bit too much. I'm not going to lie to you motherfuckers because of the mushrooms they use. But I'm telling you, their products work. Stop fucking lying to yourself. Go to Onnit.com right now and press in.
Church.
And get 10% off delivered right to your motherfucking crib. Who does that for you? Nobody. Uncle Joey. Kick this motherfucking mule, Lee. It's Monday, June 1st.
It all starts fucking today, right?
No more fucking excuses. This is the year of the fucking soldier. We're going in like fucking Marines. You understand me?
Welcome to church, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Riotville, you bad motherfuckers. The church on a Monday morning, nice and early. I'm here to hope that your day goes smooth and you don't encounter any hate along your way today. It's been a bad fucking week, and we'll get right to it. Let's spark a joint while we have it. I know you're all home. You're sitting there like fucking momos. Put on YouTube out of respect for this poor bastard, George Floyd, Eric Gardner, and every other minority and any other white guy or whatever that's been beat up by a fucking cop. Here you go. There you go. It's been a rough weekend. Nice to kick back on a Monday morning. Tell your boss, relax with the fucking Zoom call. All right? Put the Zoom call on hold. I'm all Zoomed up. We Zoomed to talk about nothing. Some guy told me he spilled glass on his computer because he was having a happy hour on Zoom. How old are we now? How old are we now that we're on Zoom happy an hour? Are you fucking retarded? I try to get on Zoom and get the fuck off of there. They're watching you, you know. Anyway, what?
You wouldn't have done that at 21 and, like, made a drink and sat on Zoom with your friend?
Are you fucking retarded? We would have stole the computer like the looters last night.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Mm. Mm. You know, I got to get this party started right on the Monday. But listen, there's an old saying. First time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. Guys, we live surrounded by cameras. If you haven't put that in your head yet, come to... We live surrounded by cameras. You could smack a dude with nobody on the street. That dude calls the cops. You run away. Within an hour, there'll be footage of you snapping that dude. Some guy on the street driving by. He's so... Because as soon as you see two people getting together to altercate, the fucking phone comes out. So, cameras are on you all the time. I don't know what happened. I was not in Minneapolis that day. I was here minding my own business, in case you're thinking of accusing me. Right away, I take the fucking... Because in my mind, I did it. You know, that's the type of person I am. I see a black man getting held in a choke, his neck. I see him telling people he can't breathe. And then I see the pee run down the street. When you see the pee come down, right there I knew there was going to be a problem. I posted something immediately that, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago in New York City, they didn't handle the Eric Gardner case correctly. And I'm no cop. As you guys know, I'm a criminal. But I have the utmost respect for cops. Like I said on my video today, you've never heard me on a podcast use the word pigs. It's not in my vocabulary. It never has. You know who uses the word pigs? Fucking morons. Because they call cops pigs, but when they're getting a beating, who's the first one they call? Mama, mama, the fucking pigs. So don't use that fucking word. Because you're going to fucking need them someday while you're getting beat up or your sister's getting raped or you're getting fucked in the ass in the gay club you walked into by mistake. Someday you're going to need the cops, okay? Even when I got arrested, I treated those cops with the utmost respect. There was one cop that disrespected me, so I opened up the fucking valve on him. But that's a complete different story. That's not what we're talking about here today. We're talking about what we all seen as Americans with the knee on the thing and the piss and then the explosion the last four nights. It's been Sunday, you know, Saturday night in L.A. was brutal. Sunday night was fucking brutal. I know they're marching up into the valley last night, I heard. Tonight. Yeah. But they're doing that all over the country. I can't even imagine what's going on in Minneapolis. Me, I wrote a tweet saying that first time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. Okay, that now the cops act. Because, you know, again, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, and I don't have a fucking crystal ball, and I'm not a fucking swami. But I do know that the U.S. has trained many, many, many black men in the armed forces. And many of them are snipers. Many of them have been whatever. You know, they come home. They got a little PTSD. They're looking at things from a different angle, from a different world. What makes two of them get on the phone and say, let's start making 911 calls for domestic violence and shooting the cops when we get there? You know, one for one. What's going to satisfy this fucking rage that's going on in the country? Did we need this right now? I mean, no work, fucking coronavirus, fucking people have got no money. I just saw, what, three moving trucks on the way here? On the way here, I just saw three moving trucks. One last night before the curfew. I went for a quick bike ride last night just to see, because all you heard was helicopters from my house and fucking ambulances. There was one point I was at the park and a fucking military plane flew over us so low, I thought it was going to crash into the fucking park. I thought I was dead. I was saying my last fucking goodbyes. It was over. But to get back to what we're talking about, I mean, I raised my hand on social media. That is what social media is for, to let your facts be known, what you stand. Yeah, I go on there and I tweeted last night, if you drink my cum, you'll be high for three fucking weeks or whatever the fuck. It's jokey pooky because I'm a comic. I'm supposed to say stupid shit like that.
It's also probably true.
No, and it's true. They had a report that says that if THC goes into your piss, that'll definitely come into your cum. And I'm like, I know. When Mercy was born, her eyes were a little glassy. You don't think I know that? I still feel guilty about that. Her eyes were a little glassy. She looked like she listened to the Grateful Dead. I knew that something was going on. But after like 3 days, she was back to normal. She was fine. She was crying. She was kicking. No big deal. You know what I'm saying? She was high in the womb, that poor thing. My wife does not get high. My wife only got high at the wedding. But anyway, to get back to what we're talking about, you know, I could have been any one of us. And listen, this shit happens all the fucking time. This one just happened to be caught on camera. And here's the funny thing. That night, I started watching the governor from Minneapolis, Minnesota, who obviously is black. And you should have heard him backpedaling already, you know. And then he got to the thing. First of all, for you people who don't know this, an EMT can't make a call on a death. Okay?
Oh, I didn't know that.
And an ambulance. The call always gets made at the hospital.
Got it.
For people who do not know that, yes, he died at the hospital. Because that's where you usually die. You die on the route to the hospital. He died on the street. They called it his death at the hospital. Big fucking difference. I want you to understand the wording there. He died on the street. But they called it at the hospital. An EMT can't call a fucking death. Once they come in, the doctor does his last test. He looks at his clock. He puts 127 time of death. And
I was gonna say, is that why they say like he's pronounced dead?
Right, pronounced dead. That's what I'm fucking saying to you people. But he died on that street. Okay, we all have fucking seen that. So now, you know, look, I got the utmost respect for cops. In every race, there's good and bad. In every organization, there's good and bad. You know, you watch the UFC. There's good guys, and there's guys that have malice in their heart, and their fathers didn't feed them. And their mothers didn't breast milk them. And that's the way life is. You know, there was something there that was on that cop's mind that day. And what do we want as Americans? As Americans, why are we on the streets? I don't mind a protest of, you know, getting hurt. You have every right. That's your First Amendment. But once you start tipping stuff over and bringing danger, Jesus Christ, last night was the first night you were allowed to go out to dinner in L.A.
I know.
You know,
and then the stores are just opening
and
up.
Not in any place. Listen, it was empty as shit last night up in the valley. Nobody was in restaurants. Nobody's got money. The rent is due on Monday. Who's going to dinner on a Saturday night unless they got a fucking credit card? So,
but like it's funny that you're bringing it up because I've been taking these walks with Steve and Jimmy Schubert, and it's in a nice neighborhood. And sometimes I need to take a break, and one of these times a cop rolled by and just looked at me. And it was before this happened, but I was thinking, like, if I didn't look like me, like a chubby white kid who's not going to hurt anything, if I was a black dude, would that cop have stopped and said something to me in a nice neighborhood,
and actually,
just sitting on the corner?
That yeah, neighborhood.
Another interesting thing that I read was that 80% of the people who got arrested in like St. Paul weren't from there. So I think a lot of these people are going there to have a good protest. Like I heard the one in L.A. on Saturday was mostly peaceful. And then, I don't know.
The cops show up and they tear gas people, blah, blah, blah. This is the stories I'm hearing and this is what I'm reading. Somebody's putting these things together because they're supplying water.
Right.
And they're supplying like Lysol things for your eyes to clean the tear gas out of your eyes.
I saw a little baby, a little kid in Seattle got maced.
You know, but why would you bring your kid down there?
I
understand how you feel, but what's your child have to do with this?
Right.
Okay? You know, this is why the poor kid got killed at a Batman movie at midnight. Why would you bring your infant to a midnight Batman movie?
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
You know, he needs to see Batman that fucking much, you know? But back to the original point, what do we want as Americans? What is the next fucking thing? What do we want? We think this is going to stop by fucking burning buses and lighting businesses on fire. Like, Melrose wasn't even destroyed already. So I drive down there once a week. Everything was for lease and for rent down there. This is going to set us back another fucking month.
Well, can I ask you, like, take yourself back to, like, when you were, like, a criminal, right? And, like, everyone was blaming you for stuff. At that point, if you're like, fuck it, they're going to blame me for it. They're going to fucking eventually kill me. Let me get a TV. Like is that the point? Like, did you ever have that state of mind where you're like, they're going to blame me for it. I might as well fucking do it.
I've never looted, but I understand the mentality of those people. I understand the mentality of those people. I understand what it is to be broke. I understand what it is to live to be 3, 4 in a one-bedroom apartment and to see people have what you don't have. I know what that feeling is like. And I know how bad it feels, and you shake it off and you realize you just weren't born right, or you wish your parents were wealthy, or you wish you had different parents, or something stupid. We always wish we had it better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So all those kids that have all those dreams, did you see the guy in Dallas? They came out with a sword, and they beat him skateboard and a rock.
I mean, he came back with a bow and arrow.
He was just trying to defend himself.
Yeah.
Defend his business. He was just saying, please, please don't ruin my business. Please don't ruin my business. You know, all those things. That's not what George Floyd wanted. That's not what nobody wants. Nobody in America wants it. But guess what, bro? I get it. I get it. You know how many people didn't get their fucking subliminal set check?
Right.
You know how many people didn't get unemployment? You know how many people got let go? You know how many people got fired? This was just fucking gasoline on already. This was smoldering.
Oh, yeah. It was the perfect storm, man.
People were angry already. They closed Runyon Canyon. They closed Hudson County Park on Monday at 1 in the afternoon. You know, people are fucking living like they've never lived before. So as a 57-year-old man who's seen a lot, I understand this. Yesterday I tweeted that you got two choices, you know. You could stay home and say a prayer for his family, George Floyd and his family. Or you could go out and eventually get hit in the head with a fucking baton or tear gas.
Yeah.
People right away were offended that prayers don't help. I didn't mean it as fucking staying home and kneel. What do you think? I kneeled down. Praise God. No. Meditate about this whole thing. How will you make a difference towards this thing? How can you, Lee, Joe Diaz, Ooky Spooky, Lilingus, how can half of us make a difference? Well, half of us don't get in trouble. Half of us don't get police contact. We don't have police contact.
Right.
You know?
And I get it, because I said something similar the other day. I said, like, it doesn't really matter that you guys that they're right, because the cops have guns, the cops have the law on their side, and they're always good, they're going to win. But on the flip side of it, like, people march with Martin Luther King. Sometimes you have to do this stuff. For me, I'm too much of a pussy. I'm just being honest. I see what's going on. If I got hit in the head with a baton, I'm done. If I got hit with mace, as much as I wish I could be out there, I'm too much of a pussy, I guess.
But will being out there yelling and arguing with cops, is that going to make the difference? Inciting cops and yelling at cops, and I don't have the answer. I wish I had the answer. To tell you that, you know, I think that our friend from Miami, the director that did all those movies.
Billy Corbin.
Billy was talking about a DA down in Miami that covers up all these crimes for cops for 27 years. And, you know, it's an internal thing. And L.A.'s police brutality laws and blah, 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 blah. This has been going on, you know, since Jesus left fucking Chicago.
Yeah.
This is going to change things a lot. This is going to even add more body cameras. This is going to add more things. This is going to make two cars show up to each thing now, to each call. You know, I mean, the call was a suspected man that was trying to pass a bad check. How did it end up with him on the floor? And I want to see what led down to him being on the floor, because all we're seeing is him on the floor by the neck and him getting approached.
I can't watch the videos. I just...
No, I don't watch it. Listen, after the second time, I don't watch it. Now, let me explain the other end to you people. How long do you think this fucking knucklehead's going to make it in the prison system? How long do you think? I mean, me, my wish is this. You want to stop these riots? Arrest the two Ying Ying brothers that were standing there. The other white guy and this knucklehead. Put orange suits on them. Walk them out to town hall and pray that there's a sniper on there to catch one of them We take the other ones in, and now we know they're all in fucking prison. But in prison, they're going to last an hour. They're going to last an hour. Trust me. All of them are going to last an hour. All those prisons that go into a black run.
Well, I mean, the thing that happened with Eric Gardner, like, what likelihood do you think that any of them get actual prison time? Like, that I think could be the biggest issue. If they get away with it, that might be dangerous.
If he gets away with murder, Iran will nuke fucking Minneapolis. How's that for you? They'll take Minneapolis off the map. You can't now. Not in this country. Not now.
I hope you're right.
You gotta throw them under the fucking jail. You gotta throw them under the jail. These guys cannot get acquitted for anything. They cannot get acquitted at any level for anything. And I know that a lot of police officers listen to that. Listen, there's so many cops that are pissed off right now. There's so many cops right now that are walking with their head down right now. It's fucking embarrassing how many cops are walking around looking down on the floor right now. Because this is not what they joined the force for. But I don't know the life of a cop, and neither do you, because you're not a cop. But a lot of cops listen to this, and you know I know what I'm talking about, what you deal with on a daily basis. After a certain amount, the same way we get bitter towards our jobs,
yeah,
they get bitter towards their jobs. You really have to love being a public servant. I don't think that some of these cops... I have two things that bother me right now about being a cop. There's only two things.
Okay.
That is tremendous. I got to kill this roach. They don't hire... Look, if you hire... My friend Vinny's going to be a sheriff. All right? He's in training right now. He has to go to class 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. He's from North Hollywood. He went to North Hollywood High. Put him in North Hollywood. So he has an investment in North Hollywood. Okay? Listen, if me and you are gay lovers,
right,
and we like to drink and smack each other from time to time, a rookie comes and arrests you, and then you're going to be out in 2 days, and we're going to go back to being lovers, then they're going to arrest us because we violated the restraining order. And it's going to be, guess what? Vinny's known about us. We're the gay couple up the corner. They called us Fruity Lee and Fruity Joey when they were kids. Now Vinny's an adult. We're still gay. We're still older. And we're still crazy. Vinny would come knock on the door and say, Joey, what the fuck? Go across the street to the hotel. I'll call the manager. I'll put it on my cart. You follow what I'm trying to say to you? There's times that somebody should be arrested. And there's times that you already know what goes on in this neighborhood. These people don't know what goes on in these neighborhoods. So that's one reasoning.
Absolutely.
And the other thing is the social skills. You and I were in a car one day. You would drive me to a doctor's appointment. And we saw something on a Monday morning during rush hour that just had only a fucking dummy could do. He parked his car sideways, this cop, to yell at a homeless guy. It created a fucking mountain of traffic, ass Lee. And we're like, what the fuck is going on? And it's just a common sense thing. He could have pulled into a driveway. There were 10 driveways there. The cop pulls in, not even straight, but sideways. So I think the common sense, I think the college education, that you need to be college educated to be a cop, you need to be a little bit more street savvy. You need to be a little bit more street savvy and learn how to call it when you're on the street. There's times, dog, I know who's chasing me with a fucking knife, and I'm going to put a bullet in your fucking head. But if I know you're a mental health guy, I'm going to shoot you in the fucking leg and call it a fucking day.
And I'm not sure of the exact time, but isn't like the training very short for police officers? Like, it's amazing that they're not in classes for 4 years and they don't get a gun for a while. Like, that's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of responsibility to give someone.
Those cops are standing on the line, and they're getting yelled at, pig, fuck you, you suck, you're going to die, your mother. They go through special training to sit there and not listen to that, to not get agitated by that.
It doesn't seem like it.
Okay, you can't get agitated by that. It's just people's words. You have to numb them out, sit there, and wait for them to invade your
Personal space.
Personal space, you know. And look at again. I've had different times in my... I mean, for Christ's sake, I went to prison for fucking tying up a guy. So anything I would say would be hypocritical. You know, man, people just want to see justice. And I get it. Like I said, I think the protests will let the judges know how serious this feels to us when he's sentencing and what type of sentencing. I mean, the guy's on suicide watch. The other three cops haven't been arrested. They'll be arrested tomorrow morning, first thing in the fucking morning. And then, you know, sometimes, guys, you got to let nature be nature. You know, I told you a story once about a fight that I saw where two guys fought, and the kid, the father took him with the van, and they both fought, and then the kid was getting beat up, and my friend goes, enough. And my friend goes, no, let's fight to this song. You know, one more song. And my buddy's like, this guy's a fucking bull. You know, nature sometimes has to happen. You know, nature just sometimes has to happen. Those other three cops are going to get charged, and then they're going to make bail. And they can't go back to their houses because their addresses are online. There's people going to the... into the web, and they can find anything out about you in 2 fucking seconds. Everything in your life is on the web.
Oh, yeah.
So they can find out where you live. They could be at your house and blow your fucking house up. And that's exactly... we're not going to... on this time here... listen, let me tell you a short story that I've said before that I'm not very proud of, and people will deny this. To this day, it's very deniable. It's so deniable that when T.J. English, the author that came on our book, with the guy...
Havana Nocturne. And-
Havana Nocturne. No, the other book. The one that the Benicio del Toro, it doesn't matter. It was about a guy that runs Battle, Jose Battle. When T.J. English came on here, I turned him on to a commissioner in Union City who was a dear friend. Well, I'm not saying anything bad about it. I love Lucio Fernandez. So Lucio loved the idea so much of TJ, you know, doing this book and talking about so much Union City influence. Even though it wasn't in a positive light, they were going to give him a night at the PCG Theater in Union City and let him have a panel talk. Well, the day before that panel, they canceled that talk.
Why?
And there's a reason to that, because that era would have also brought up a certain question that came up in Union City, got swept away and went away like a bad memory that nobody remembered. For me, till this day, I'll never forget it because I saw the whole move going down. Union City, New Jersey in the 70s was Cuban from 7th Street to 48th Street.
Wow.
Those are just the rules. They had moved out the, and they had taken over a street called Bergen Line and Central Avenue were Puerto Ricans, and then the Italians went to Hoboken, or they stayed, the Italian and the Irish stayed on like New York Avenue. I'm just using terms. Anybody who's listening from that area will know, like St. Michael's, there was a lot more Irish people down there, and it's by 14th Street. That's not there anymore. There was a guy that used to come into my mom's bar, a white dude that would come in with like a long trench jacket, and he was a detective. He would come in ever since I could remember, sit at the bar, get a drink. My mom would put an envelope on the table. He'd slip it in his pocket, and he'd give my mom a kiss and leave. Then there was another guy that was a beat cop. His name was Chino. He was a Cuban-Chinese cop. He would walk in, sit down, have a drink in uniform, because he was the beat cop, and then my mom would slip him an envelope. So everybody was taken care of. So the whole Cuban community probably gave that envelope out because the cops knew they were into numbers or something light. With my mother was always gambling, you know. And there was drug use at the bar, but there was drug use at every bar. That wasn't the main thing. I had to be in the sixth grade. So let's pitch for 76, 75. If any of you guys are interested and you want to look this up, you know, and tell me what you find. This is my recollection of it. My recollection of this story is plain and simple. My mom was happy. The bar was doing great. And all of a sudden, one night, my mom, I heard her on the phone in the kitchen talking about a cop that had come in. She was probably on the phone with another cop saying, hey, why is this guy bothering us? We already make a payment.
What?
And this guy, I don't know what he was saying because I was a kid. And I knew what business my mother was talking about, but it didn't really... At that age, I gave my mother advice if I saw something like a cop car or if I heard something. So, all right, no big deal. Maybe 10 days later, I'm in the back shooting pool.
Okay.
We had the pool table still. So I'm in the back shooting pool. And there was like a wall in between the back and the bar and the pool area. There was more tables back there. And there was a little small bar and a stage back there. Wow. And that's where the men and women's bathroom was. So I was shooting pool, and I said, fuck it, let me just go to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom, and while I was in the bathroom, I heard yelling and screaming. And I heard a man's voice and my mother's voice. So I immediately put my dick away, and when I ran out, and my mother said, Jose Antonio, que queda ahí mismo. I mean, stay right there. Don't live from here. And he was telling my mom that if he didn't have his fucking money, her and all her friends were going to start fucking suffering and all this shit. And my mom dropped a name on him, contact that guy, and he'll tell you that we already have an association here.
Right.
And the cop's like, fuck that guy. I'm doing my own fucking rules here.
Wow.
And he turned around and left, and he had long hair and a mustache, which was very anti-Cuban in those days. My mother did not allow me to have long hair. There was no fucking way. Like, there was no way. Like, and if I brought a friend home who had long hair, they call him peluo. You say peluo, no sacate, compadre.
What does that mean?
Peluo means just a hairy guy.
Okay.
You know, just a hairy motherfucker. So, it's time for another joint. What the fuck are we doing here? So I witnessed this yelling going on, and he turns around. He says, I'll be back, and you better whatever the fuck is going on. So I saw my mom was pretty shaken up. And then, I don't know, I asked her about it, and she gave me some half-assed answer, you know, something. And then about a week later, I was in another bar in West New York because my stepfather had a florist shop. He worked for the guy that had a florist shop on 57th and Hudson, La Casa La Florida, the House of Flowers. And we went up there, and next to it, there was a couple Cuban bars on that street. There, Brindy, a bunch of bars. If you went down West New York, Café Loatita, all these bars were there. And I went into, the guy's name was Feli, that owned, I still remember the guy.
Yes, you have a great memory.
Him, my stepfather, and my mom, we all go to Met games. And today, I still buy jewelry from his nephew. So, whenever I go to Union City, Mike's is my main man. So, I was in his bar shooting pool. Like, I went up there with Juan to take care of something because I was a pool shooter then. That's when I thought I was fucking...
I just love like a 7-year-old kid playing pool.
Oh, I love shooting pool then. And then, and I heard a bunch of Cuban guys talking about this guy. They're coming there the other night that this guy's going to end up fucking, it's going to be a mistake for him, blah, 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 blah. This, I don't know what this is, but this, I got two fucking weeds from fucking Urban Trees the other day. Both of them. That's the weed they gave Chris Cuomo's son to get over the fucking COVID. You understand? That's how good this shit is. Now, I don't know dick about dick. About a week later, It's after school. In those days, I used to go to school till 3, change, and shoot up to the bar. We cut through the woods, ShopRite, and walk 9 blocks to my mother's bar. And I'd earn. I'd fucking put away beer boxes. I used to play stickball outside. I'd get a slice of pizza, Pino's Pizzeria, or fucking Hernandez Sandwich Shop, whatever. I used to go up there. And one day I walked in, and all those Cuban business owners were sitting there.
Wow.
The one guy's name was Sad Pussy Boyotlite. Him, Fairley, a bunch of Cuban owners, and they're talking about what's going to have to be done with this fucking Cuban cop.
And did this make you nervous, or you just recognized it?
I just was like, fuck, this Cuban guy is getting under their skin. I wonder what's the move here. I wonder what the move is here. Because all these guys talk a good game, but I wonder what the fucking move here is. I heard them saying he's got to go. Fuck him. Da 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 da. And not even a week later, and I wasn't in the sixth grade. I was in Levito's class. Because now I remember that when I got out of class that day, the teachers were talking in the hallway. And I went home, and I felt something had happened. I got on my bike that day. I didn't even have a chance to cut through the woods. And I rode my bike up, which was a nightmare in those days. You got those monster hills in North Bergen. And I got up there, and when I walked in, all those Cubans were celebrating, drinking, fucking snorting. And they're like, they shot the cop last night at Rapido Taxi. I guess he went to make a payoff, and they fucking bullet-riddled this motherfucker to death. And my friend Mario Arias, who was in Las Vegas, he's friends with the guy that was in the cop car with him. Jesus. And he said for some reason the cop car couldn't open up, that the car got jammed. That's why he couldn't get out to help his fucking friend.
Holy
and
shit.
And they just put a statue up of that cop about 2 or 3 years ago, maybe. They showed a picture of his son with the statue up.
And in all Jersey?
Shit. Yeah, in Jersey. But that crime changed the face of Union City. They closed my mother's bar because things had to happen because that cop got killed. But the cops didn't really. They caught a pansy. They arrested a pansy. Like they arrested a guy a mile away with guns in his car. And they arrested him for the fucking murders. They didn't arrest the right guy for those murders.
Oh, that's crazy.
And I'd never forgotten that. That's when I realized that some people don't fuck around. Well, not only did they go after a fucking guy, they went after an undercover cop.
Well, I mean, that's the thing that all this stuff has shown me. Like, you always hear, like, they always heard, like, oh, the Jews could have taken over, or like the back when we had slaves here, like if they there were so many of them that they could have taken over if they rebelled and stuff. Like with the amount of people that were protesting. Those cops were scared. Like, if everyone wanted to attack,
well, they taught every detective in L.A. Every cop is on the job. Vacations have been canceled. Every police officer is at work minimum 12-hour days, all in police gear. If you're a detective, all those cases have been dropped. I know for a fact they're preparing for Hudson County Park on Tuesday. In New Jersey, northern New Jersey. You know, Newark had a hard time last night. But what I get from all this is, you know, this is what people want. That was a micro situation.
Yeah.
That was one they didn't even let it slip. And I'll tell you what, the cops never really prosecuted anybody because they were sick of the problem. Now they were dealing with a problem. This guy's fucking up our fucking shit.
Yeah.
We're all making fucking nice little cash, shaking down these Cuban bookies. Nobody's saying, not even them. They know that there's a price to fucking pay. They're not even complaining. They're happy. They buy us a drink. They offer us a meal. They don't want to go to jail either. Right. Bookmaking is a harmless fucking vice. Nobody's getting raped in the ass. Nobody's getting fucking Harvey. Nobody's getting the bookmaking is a harmless fucking vice. There is degenerate gamblers. That's when it becomes a vice, and that's when there's theft and stuff like that. And I've been there. The reason I robbed Michael's Jewelers is because I owe the fucking bookie,
right.
You know, money. So I do get that aspect of it. But I don't even know what the fuck.
No, but I think that's something I hadn't even thought about.
I don't know what the fuck you were talking about, Jews and 900 and the protests. I have no idea. All I know is that there's one police officer for 432 fucking people in LA.
Is that true?
That's true. That's the
wow.
Police to people ratio. That's why the National Guard got called in. So the National Guard is here now. I want to thank, by the way, a lot of people who reached out to me last night on Facebook and Twitter to check in. How are you? I even wrote a couple fucking jokey poos last night because I was watching the fights, but at the same time I was switching over to the riots, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And when they were talking about the Fairfax district, and then a friend of mine called me and he goes, "Hey, are you busy?" I go, "No." He goes, "I'm headed down to Cannon's to get a sandwich. You want me to bring you something?" That was a joke. That shit was going on in front of Cannon's.
Yeah.
So Cannon's is like an old Jew deli that Sinatra fucked fucking leader for that, you know. Like, everybody got their dicks like that at whatever. But that's, you know, when I was, and my poor wife, I looked at her face because my poor wife called this.
Yeah.
3 weeks ago in Hollywood. She goes, "You see that big glass right there for Hollywood shoes? That thing's going to be gone if there's ever a riot." And I go, "You think there'll be a riot?" And she goes, "Eventually, these people can't keep living like this." That's it, Britain. And some rioters, God bless them, they had masks.
At I was going to say, it's a good time to have a mask.
It's a good time to have a fucking mask. At least they had fucking mask on. There were some looters that had dick on. They had nothing on. So, but back to the story with my mother. That's what taught me. Like, that scared me. Like, that situation scared me. It let me know that somebody could disappear that fast.
Yeah.
Like, I still remember taking my bike and going up there the next day before there was CSI and shit, and you could see all the bullets in the wall. They had cleaned up the blood and stuff, but you could see all the bullet. The taxi fucking place was closed. It was called Rapido Taxi. He was shaking them down, too, because they were selling coke, delivering coke in the fucking cab. That's why it was called Rapido. They were zipping around with no customers. What are you doing? You're delivering fucking blow. So ever since I saw that story, I saw that anything is possible in this life. Okay? I do not advocate killing cops or any of that at all. They're there to serve and protect, and we're all going to need them at one time. You see a cop in this time, whether you bump into them at 7-Eleven, look at them in the eye and say thank you for what you do. That's how we could start by changing this. Acknowledging them as human being. Say hello to them. "How's it going, man? I know it's rough out there. This doesn't reflect on you." That's what I'm going to do now when I see a cop is asking, "How the fuck are you doing, man? Are you okay?"
I agree. I think the one thing that needs to change is there needs to be a better system to actually call out the bad ones, though. All the ones who are being too violent.
Well, let me tell you what happens, okay? Do you think Harvey was the only Harvey in L.A.?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay. So guess what happened to those other Harveys?
What's that?
They stopped being Harveying.
Hopefully.
Okay, this maybe will, you know, I mean, right now, lieutenants, sergeants at those meetings are going, "Jesus Christ, guys, you know that there's a camera on every fucking block. You know that there's a camera on every fucking pole on every corner. And you know that there's a satellite taking pictures from above. They'll find you in any which way." Like, all these looters are going to get arrested anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have that new technology. That if you get seen, they get pictured. It's going to be crazy. This is going to get... Just because you didn't get caught doesn't mean shit. They have a bunch of new technologies and whatnot. But this is all I'm saying. You want to change things? You know, increase your relationship with the police. Talk to them more. You know, they have to, you know, if you live in a small community, make the cops come out and talk to the community. You know, get to know the cops that are in your district. I mean, I live in the valley. I don't even know. I see, there's one day I see 200 cops, and then 2 days I don't see a cop at all.
Right.
And we're right here, 4 blocks from the police station. You know, I heard if you walk in there, there's nobody in there.
Well, they blocked off all the
No. I heard that if you walk in there on a regular day and ring the desk bell, nobody comes in.
Really?
Yeah, like there's nobody over there.
Wow.
It's like they come in as they come in. Oh, can I help you? Yeah, somebody robbed my bicycle. Oh, give this guy a report next week. Like, they don't really give a fuck.
Okay. Wow.
So this has to change. We all have to change. Not just a cop that stepped on the neck. Fuck him. He's a dead man. Fuck him. He's dead.
Yeah.
Him, the Chin Chin brothers, and the other white guy, those guys are dead in the cell. And there's nothing you can do. You know what the jailmates, the jailers are going to do? What can they do? They know it's inevitable. When you walk into my prison and you walk in dead man walking, they can only protect you so much. These invicts are going to figure out a way to get into that cell and fucking kill you.
Even in, like, protective custody?
Protective custody. You still got to go to the bathroom. You still got an hour in the yard. You still got 1,000 things. There's a guy that's got 30,000 fucking years from fucking children up the ass, and he's got no TV in his room. That you give that guy, you put 500 on his books, see what he'll do for a TV in his room.
Right.
You just got to find the right guy. There's a guy in jail that's got 4,000 years and his family stopped talking to him. And he lives off 30 cents an hour in the wood shop. And he don't have a black and white TV in his room. He don't eat Jell-O. He's already got 1,000 years.
What's the difference?
Yeah. What's another 40? They'll stab him right out. They'll slice his fucking neck to make sure he bleeds out. That's it. It's that quick. And I'm sorry I got to say this to you guys. It's a reality of life, and it's true.
Well, what I would love to hear is from the other, from policemen who are like, because I was just thinking about, like, at every job I've had, there's always one knucklehead who does something wrong, and then everyone gets in trouble. Like, imagine if you had a day off yesterday, and then you had to spend 12 hours in the LA heat in riot gear. Getting like being like that.
Well, yeah, no, cops, might... all of them right now
are pissed.
They're all pissed because they didn't do a fucking thing. But maybe somewhere in their past as a cop, they did something.
Yeah.
This is why you have to be careful. You have to be helpful. It takes a certain genre to say you want to be a policeman. You know, we've had the dirtiest cop in the history of cops. In this office. And I still talk to him from time to time. You know, Mike Dowd, I still talk to him. He made a mistake. If you know anything about Mike Dowd, 7-5 precinct, he's still fucking nuts in his real life.
Oh, yeah.
That's something you're never going to fucking replace. But Mike Dowd never fucking killed a fucking, you know, they went to robbing. You know what? I was into robbing. When it comes to drug money, it's fair fucking game, bitch. I made mistakes. I robbed some people that I shouldn't have robbed. I'm paying deeply for it right now. But 80% of my action was always drug dealers. That's when my dick got hard. Making a drug dealer go to his safe, open it up, and everything's gone. He can't figure out how I got the combination to the safe. Because I know a guy who's fucking his wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that. Like,
right.
I always was into those things. So, I don't even know how we got to this topic. I wish America heals. You know, I'm sorry if you're having a hard time with this. A lot of people are having a hard time with this, believe it or not. Many people are having a hard time with this. This is an embarrassing situation. You want to fucking change things? Next time you see a cop, say hello. Look in his eyes and go, how you doing today, man? You all right? I'm sorry about what happened. Maybe you should apologize for what happened. Maybe he is a good cop. And maybe he doesn't deserve the scrutiny he's getting. I seen him throw things at cop cars yesterday. I seen it, and you know what else I saw out there yesterday? A lot of young, stupid kids. And I saw myself at 21. Not that at 21 I was doing shit like that. I was doing other crazy stuff. So you understand, I'm not totally against what's going on. Something has to change at some point. I don't want to wake up one day and read that Lee got shot on a police stop. You know, I know Lee 20 fucking years. Lee has no reason to get shot at a police stop. Well, they found the .22 on him. Now I got to go down there and go, Lee doesn't even have a water pistol. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel fucking bad. I know the brother came out in Houston, Texas, and said that was very fucking beautiful, the words that the brother said. Killer Mike fucking talk some fucking beauty, you know. There's still some brothers that look at this with knowledge and say, look, we lost another brother to a stupid motherfucker, but us turning up a city on fire isn't the fucking answer. It's for us to sit down, get to know who's taking care of us, get them to check themselves. Now, a lot of those cops that have that behavior are checking themselves. You know, I think, me personally, if I was any organizer, if I was crazy, if I was 35, if I was a 23-year-old black man today, and I was already in the system, and I know what it feels like to be in the system, my main goal would be to break into that fucking jail and hunt them down. And just take over the fucking jail and kill him in the fucking jail. Kill him where he stands in the jail. But you can't do that. Let the system take care of him. There's no way. Remember when the Chinese guy got taken off the plane for United? What did I say? Once they saw that blood, the tape, that's not going in front of a jury. They're going to settle the suit. You know what the city's going to get? You know how much the city of Minneapolis is going to get sued for?
Oh.
Because if they take it to court, all they got to do is show that piss come down. Have you seen it?
I can't watch it now.
When you watch it, after a couple minutes, you see that he's not moving, and you see that all of his extremities let go, and he's pissing himself, and he lets the piss go down. But anyway, enough with that fucking heartbreaking news. Now, I got to tell you guys a tremendous story. I had a tremendous accident last week. It involved THC. Oh, my God, guys. One of the forms that the anxiety is hitting people, you know, I read this about a month and a half ago, and it was very interesting, that one of the ways anxiety is hitting people is the stages, is once your anxiety starts to go down, your memory starts to lose. So I just told you guys a story from 1976, but the last fucking week, every night when I do my Weight Watcher thing, I got to ask my wife what we ate for lunch.
Fuck.
So all day long, I'm thinking, did I call Lee yet? Like, this has been horrible for me. I'm okay now. I'm okay. I got a mild heart attack last Labor Day, Memorial Day. That was extreme, but I worked it out without drugs by myself. Well, I smoked a joint, I can't lie to you, in a parking lot, and I walked around a parking lot, and I worked it out.
What a heavy drug.
I did some walking meditation. But I think it was Wednesday, we did some sort of podcast in here. Oh, Tom Pappas.
Right.
Was it Tom Pappas? No. One of my goals in life is to kill Lee. Not with my hands or nothing like that. I love him too much. But for him to call me and say, I can't stop eating chicken wings, you know, you shouldn't have given me that edible, that type of shit. I'm going to have to go to the hospital. I can't stop eating chicken wings, you know. So whenever I go to the weed store, I always buy some for Lee, and I buy something for myself. Sometimes I forget to give it to Lee. I do it. But most of the times I give it to him, and he gets pissed off at me. Fuck.
You suck on those things like I suck on milkshakes. You just making noises.
I hate fucking hard milkshakes, but this roach is kicking right now. You guys who smoke reefer know when you got good weed, this roach is worth $200 in prison right now. I get the small deuce of this little roach. It's hitting like a fucking, oh my God. It's hitting like a dick on three Viagras. You know what I'm saying? Oh my goodness. I love smoking my pill power, you motherfuckers. Anyway, so I forget what I do throughout the day now because I don't fucking know.
They're all the same.
I write a list. I have a notebook. And I write a list of things I have to do. And then on the top, it's the things I have to do that are loose. What does that mean? I have to go to the post office at one point, but there's no hurry for it.
Right.
If I'm on that street and I see there's no line, I go to the post office. You know, this week I got to call my chick about the haircut. I did my own little jail prison haircut. I did my own little dye jai. I'm looking good. So everything's good there. I want to go back for acupuncture this week. I want to take a step and go back for acupuncture.
Nice.
I went to Novathor last week. I'm laid in the bed. I still haven't cryotherapy because that's cold. The COVID lives in that motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah, he's just waiting. He loves the cold weather, COVID. COVID's in there skiing and shit, fucking jumping up and down. So I'm going to take it. You know, I love U.S. cryotherapy. I'll eventually go back for the cat because I want to work on my stress, my whatever, fight or flight before I get on stage. It looks like the Irvine Improv, the Bray Improv, Uncle Joe will be there from the 11th to the 13th. That's what it looks like so far. Don't tell nobody I told you. I'm just letting you guys know if you have tickets for the 4th through the 6th, don't get rid of them because we're going to get together on the 11th through the 13th, all right? Don't tell nobody. It's just between us. I'll make it official next week if I know it's real. So I got to work on this, too. I haven't been on stage in 90 days. I don't want you guys to think you're going to get fucking the best Joe Diaz you ever got, but you know me, I'll live and die on stage for you motherfuckers because that's how I do it. I'll go up. I got a couple things written. Trust me. I got a couple Chinese jokes. I got a couple fucking, you know, stepping on your neck jokes. I got nothing. I got nothing, people. I wish I had something. I got nothing. This whole time period has been a zero in creativity for me. I have outlined the book, and I've done a good job there. And I told you the silver lining was going to come out of it. If anything, this my silver lining is my family. We haven't gotten weaker. We've gotten stronger. I feel for my little girl every day, but every day we put something together. We bail her out. Yesterday, we got a call at 3. We met with Donovan and his kids. My daughter puts her little mask on. They ride the bikes. By the way, thank you, people, for all the emails and the bicycling encouragement. This is the third week in a row. I'm going to have over 61 action points on Weight Watchers. Because I went back to the bicycle because I couldn't walk no more. My knees are hurting. I went for an MRI on my hamstring. I got a 1:30 call today with the doctor this afternoon to see what they want to do with the back of my knee. Something's happened because he wants to talk to me. So walking just bothers me too much.
Yeah.
It just bothers me too much. I could do squats. I could lift weights. I could do kettlebells. But the walking after like 2-3 blocks, something happens to my leg starts to stiffen up. It doesn't let the knee bend. So it looks like I'm walking like a leper, like one of San Lazaro's fucking...
Well, especially on concrete.
On concrete. So I knew something was up. You know, I got this MRI a month and a half ago. I was scared to go because of the virus. I finally went last week. It was great. You wait in your car. They come out and get you. They take you to the back door, right to your room. You got everything on, your gloves, your whatever they did in my thigh. So let's see what's going on there. And that's it. Oh, we were talking about getting high.
Yeah, there you go. You have THC.
So I go to the weed store in the morning to eliminate the bad germs. But ever since the 5th, business has been bad. So if you're around the Studio City area and you want to get some badass weed, go to Urban Trees. That's what I've been smoking today. That's why I'm so fucking stoned. I usually go to Urban Trees. I usually take a ride. I usually sometimes go get my wife cold cuts. I try to go to whatever to get seafood if I have to, or chop meat for her, or whatever she needs. I have that 2-hour window. I make my calls. I do my business, but I primarily go to the weed store. And guys, I got to tell you something. I don't know if I tell you guys a story. There was a cookie years ago that a guy ate.
So Kind.
No,
not those.
No, way before So Kind.
Okay.
I'm talking 2009 when edibles got strong. When Joe Rogan was pushing the lollipop.
Oh, okay.
Those faggy fucking lollipops that did nothing for nobody. They were like 8 milligrams. Those things did nothing for nobody. There was this guy down in Santa Monica that had a place called The Pharmacy. And he still has one in Venice. But whoever ran it, somebody there made a cookie that was $12 that put you in Jupiter. I mean, even back then, I could handle it because, you know me, I got the fucking whatever of a fucking animal. But I did seem, something did seem strange. Did we not talk about this?
You told me on the phone.
That something didn't seem, that something.
About that cookie, yeah.
About that cookie. And then somebody ate it like 6 months into it. And they went to the hospital and they realized they had like something in it. There was another drug in there, like
right.
Valium or fucking Vicodin. They had melted something else into these cookies. They had put some more shit into these cookies. That's why people are feeling the way they are. Now, since you and I have been together, how many, just to let the people at home know, how many edible brands have we seen come in and out of business like fucking
at least 10, at least 10.
Can you believe that? Yeah. In 7 years, we've seen from Auntie Dolores, the fucking cookies, the Stars of Death, banana bread.
Yeah.
We saw so many levels of edibles came and went. So guys, those cookies and manos. So guys, don't fucking lie to me. When it comes to edibles, I know what an edible feels like, and I know the type of high I should get, okay? I go to this place. Now, I gave Lee the quick Z's. They're good.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
They're good. They fuck you up. They'll put you out. This is like a little review. You guys like reviews? I'll give you a review. So I don't know what are these edibles are called, whatever the fuck they call, level or something like that. It's 10 little pills. They even look scary. They're little, tiny little pills, and it says they're 10 milligrams apiece. One day I gave Lee 5 of them, and he goes, I can feel these already. And I can see that his whole demeanor changed, and I left, and I go, that's wild that I gave 50 milligrams to Lee. Lee's used to 200 to get the party started, 300 to make him fall asleep on Twitch. But 50 shouldn't do shit to him. It's like a shrimp cocktail for Lee.
Right.
50 actually fuck Lee up. I took the other 5, and I call a little buzz off it. So I've been buying these things on and off once a week, and I give a couple to Lee, and I eat the other 7, whatever. I feel in my heart they don't do nothing that much, but oh my God. This Wednesday, I go in there, and I buy 2 batches. One for me, and one for Lee. I get in the car. You know me, I always got water in the car in case you bump into an edible. So I got water in the car. I knew I was going to the weed store, so I brought the water with me. I had nothing on the books. The girls are going to the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the girls are going to the beach, and I knew I had 4 hours to kill. I didn't fucking know. I thought I had the whole afternoon to myself. So I ate. I just want to fuck around, guys. I opened up the fucking thing. I popped it open. I dropped all 10 of them. Why fuck around? It's 10:30 in the morning, 11 in the morning. Why are we doing this to ourselves? Why are we playing this back and forth? I just ate all 10 of them and said, now this is better. I'll get munchies for dinner, and I won't eat late at night.
Right.
This is better. Well, who am I kidding? If we get high at 6, that means at 2, I got a ham and cheese sandwich in my hand. I don't want a ham and cheese sandwich in my hand at 2 in the morning. So I eat this batch of 10, and I go home. And I did whatever I had to do, and I took the bag out, because I also got weed and maybe 2 quickies, and I got 2 jars of fucking the tea. I always get the tea, the Kikomo tea, delicious. I get the tea to put me out at night. I drink 3 of those bags in there.
Jesus, Joe.
And a cup of fucking tea. Last night I woke up at midnight and I was watching people riot. I did some work on the computer and I went to bed at 12:30. I woke up at 8:30 like nothing this morning. So I went home after the podcast with Lee and I realized that I had not brought the pills back for Lee. So I said, let me pop these fucking pills. So I go, what am I going to do, 5 and 5? I go, let me go for the 10 spot. And right there at 3:30, boom, I eat the 10 fucking pills.
And I think you smoked during the podcast with Tom. Like, it's not like you take breaks throughout the day either.
Oh, no. I was going strong that day. So I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, I hear the door open up. And I hear Daddy, and I'm like, oh, fuck. So we come over here, I go, what did you bring her home for? And she goes, I thought you wanted to do the podcast. I go, no, we were going to do that tomorrow. But she goes, she's so excited about doing the podcast. I go, okay, so didn't we come over here?
You told me you did, yeah.
Yeah, I came over here, and then again, she never wants to go home, and I don't want to take her home. I'm the type of guy I wanted to get out. I don't want her in the fucking house. I want her out of the fucking house. So I take it from here and we go to the park. And at the park, I'm fucked up. I can fucking feel it. I'm getting fucked up. But I'm not getting fucked up in a good way.
Like you started sweating a little bit?
Yeah, because I was out in the sun.
Oh, no.
Yes.
You know, that's why I don't like working out high.
And I had a tin full of water, and all of a sudden I got fucking super thirsty. Oh, yeah. I drank the can of tin or something like that. And then something happened. I went back home with her, and my wife said, let's go somewhere. We were going to go somewhere to pick up a dessert. Oh, that place is going out of business. The pie place. So they have sugarless apple.
On Magnolia?
It's on Laurel Canyon.
Oh, shit.
420.
That's going out of business? Oh, no.
Dog, the other one in Van Nuys went out of business. So they said, please support that one.
Oh, no.
So me and my wife said, you know what, man? We haven't been there in a long time. I don't want them to close it. My wife went, they got sugarless apple pie.
Oh, shit.
Not bad. Yeah, my daughter got the whatever, chocolate, whatever. And my wife got lemon meringue. We just went there for, you know, listen, sometimes you just got to go to add normality. You know right. what I'm saying? We wore our masks, the whole thing. But on the way back, my wife asked me, is there a problem? And I go, no, why? She goes, you're fucking driving. You're driving over the lines. You're all over the fucking place. And then I got home. I took like two bites of the sugarless apple pie. And that's all I remember. And then I remember my daughter waking me up going, Daddy. Good night. I'm going, good night. I look at the clock. It's 9:30. I go, what do you mean good night?
Oh.
And my wife walks in and she goes, Joey, look at the shape of you. You've been asleep for 3 hours. You have drool all over your face. Dog, I touched under here and I had like a little drool under there.
Oh, that's what you know, yeah.
It was disgusting. And next thing you know, I'm alone again. I must have passed out while she was talking to me. And I got up like 2 hours later. And I got up like 2 hours later. I don't know what I ate. I think I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Nice.
And I fucking went right to sleep. And the next morning, I woke up to like a lukewarm house. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody was, Daddy went to change his last night. My daughter was like, what happened to you last night? I go, Daddy was just tired. You know, whenever I get anxiety. Because Monday, the anxiety attack was so huge that when I got home, I crashed.
Right.
My anxiety attack like made me go to sleep that night. So I just told him I got an anxiety attack.
Dude, that's what happens when I fall asleep here at the office. You're like, how did you fall asleep? When you get that high, you just sit there and then you just wake up.
I just fell asleep. And fucking, she was like, good night, Daddy. Because that's what woke me up. So basically, we got home at like 6:45. I took two pieces of the sugarless apple pie. And I just went right to the fucking crib on the couch. And then I got in bed. So the day after that, I'm out of the shower. And I'm rubbing the CBD lion cream on my legs.
Right.
When I come out of the shower, I use it as a moisturizer. I had my underwear on and my wife walks in the bedroom. And she goes, by the way, what the fuck was wrong with you yesterday? And I go, you know how it is sometimes. No, she goes, no, you don't know how it is. You were driving all fucked up. You were fucked up. I go, I know. They backfired. And she goes, well, they can't be backfired no more. You have a 7-year-old daughter and you're 57 years old. Act like it. And she walked out. I'm like, well, what the fuck am I going to do? I'm getting yelled at. I haven't gotten yelled at since I'm 10. So I had to give a break to edibles for a few days. I got to let them forget it. You know what I'm saying? It's like Chinese people. You got to stay off the 101 for a couple of weeks. Let us forget about Wuhan. Then you make a slow comeback. I'm not mad, no, but these are just jokes, people. We're going through a hard time here. I'm just happy that I could be a part of taking 1 hour of your mind off it. That's it. That's all I wanted to say today. That's it.
How did it feel? Because you normally don't get like to that deep. Like, how did it feel going that deep?
Oh, it felt terrible.
Really?
I had no control.
Yeah.
I had no control. When you're drooling, what does that tell you? You're either retarded or you got problems. I got problems. I got problems.
I did this. I
haven't done edibles since that night.
Really?
Yeah, that was it. That was it because I was okay. I was okay in April. And then I started dabbling a little bit, a couple nights a week, a couple in the afternoon. Because I don't really feel them that much in the afternoon until a certain point of it, until I find myself giggling. But because of this mental thing I got with this anxiety shit,
right?
I forget I take two here at 1.
Oh.
And then I'll go home and pop another two at 4 or 5.
I don't know how you forget.
And then at 9, I'll pop another two.
Oh,
and by 10:30, I'm on fucking fire. And then I remembered, wait a second, I popped two. There's times I'll take two out and put them down and forgot a piece of paper fall on top of them. So I forgot I take those two and I'll pop another two. And then I'll move the paper and I'll go, oh, I didn't eat those two. And I'll take those two. That's the shape of fucking life I'm in. Oh, so please forgive me. I'm trying my best. I just wanted to get your mind off the fucking world and all the horrors and giggle a little bit and let you know it's okay to be human. I had a bunch of accidents last week. Dog. You know I can't fucking drink a lot of shit. But when I ride the bike in the morning, I drink a pre-energy drink.
Okay.
Like a red thing that has amino acids in it. And I just fill up the whole water bottle to the top and down it. And then I bring a big water bottle with me.
Right.
So, I'm riding my fucking bike all around. So, this happened to me twice last week. So, I got to pee my fucking brains out. And I'm on fucking, not Colfax, what's it, Riverside.
Okay.
I'm on Riverside and the piss is coming out of me because my fucking, the bicycle seat is squeezing my nuts. I got one nut that's going numb from that fucking bicycle. I don't care. I'm 57. I don't need it no more. I'm not impregnating nobody. So I'm riding with one nut and I got to pee. So now I got to dash home before I fucking pee. I get home. I put my bike on the floor. I barely get the key in. And I'm running in, but I got to get my helmet off to pee. You can't pee with your helmet on, so
never.
I'm trying to get the fucking helmet off because I wear a helmet. I'm a half a fag, and I got a red one. I had a choice between a black one and a red one. I went with the red one. I said, fuck it. If I'm going to be a fag, I'm going all in. After this, I'm just going to Eric Roach's house with a jar of Vaseline and a thank you note. So fucking, so fucking, Dog, I'm trying to get this fucking helmet off, and the pee is starting to come out of my dick.
Right.
I'm talking about, I could feel it about the bust. So I just had to run in there and pee with my bicycle helmet on. And I flushed the toilet, and when I went to wash my hands, the mirror's right there. And I looked at myself with this helmet, and I asked myself, what has my life come to? I was okay. I was all right. I was doing coke. I was robbing people. I was having a good time. Now I'm a bicyclist with a wife, a kid, and I'm going to have a fruitcake. I wouldn't dream of doing anything with a fucking helmet on.
I have this image of you with like your pants all the way on the floor, like your pants is down, just peeing with the helmet on at 60 years old.
That was me the other day. Oh, then that's not it. Don't even stop there. You know, I go for my little rides.
Right.
Well, after I finish my workout, there's another drink I got to drink. It's a green drink.
Oh, my God.
And I drink that to supply my fucking nutrients. It's like banana seed. I drink that, and I get in the car. I got to go for a ride. Now I get a certain urge to pee, and I don't want to come home. Because if I go home, that means the kids are going to get me and my wife. I want to stay out for a while. I know I can't make it to the gate because I got to get out of the car, press the code in, and go to the bathroom. So I got to pee somewhere in the streets.
Right.
So I'm looking around for places where to pee. You're not going to believe this. So I make a right into the YMCA parking lot because there's nobody in there. I fucking get out of the car. I turn around. I go to take my dick out. And guess what? I didn't put the car in park. The car was on drive.
No.
The car is driving down onto fucking the hunger, ready to hit somebody. I'm running with my dick in my sweatpants like a fountain. It's running. It's just leaking. I'm smelling this piss because I'm on these new multivitamins that smell like piss when you take them. Now when you piss, when I take a piss, it smells so bad. I'm chasing my car down fucking the parking lot with my dick out. I finally get in the car. I'm going through 18 levels of fucking anxiety. I put the thing in it as I'm switching the thing. I'm just pissing. I can't stop now. And half of it is going on the floor, you know, and I told you, I got to pull my skin back on my dick. If not, it's just a flapper coming out with water. So I had to walk in my house with pee on my pants, shoot into the bathroom and take a shower before anybody fucking noticed me.
Was this before or after the THC mistake?
I don't know.
I would just love, like, that you're, like, Terry yelled at you one day.
Oh, no, and the next day she said something to me. She goes, man, your pee smelled something horrible in the laundry basket. Or one of the cats pissed on it before it went into the laundry. And I blame it on the cat. I go, fucking Gray's been pissing a lot lately.
Oh.
It wasn't me. So if you guys think you're having a rough week, listen, You're dealing with the dumbest motherfucker you've ever dealt with in your life.
How far away did the car get from you?
I don't even want to tell you. When I ran to it, I was out of breath to boot. So just leave me alone.
Just leave me alone.
Just leave me the fuck alone.
Oh, my God.
And that is the week of Joe Diaz. That was my weekend, guys. Listen, it's Monday morning. I know a lot is going on. I want to thank you for taking the time out and listening just to let your mind go somewhere else for a fucking hour. You know what I'm saying? This is what this is about. I'm not CBS News. I'm not NBC News. I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I'm just trying to get your mind off things for 1 hour, let you know we're going to be all right. We are all right. And Uncle Joey loves you. And that's it. Before we leave, real quick, listen, you know I love them. I've been using them. I've been selling them. And I love them to death, and that's on it. I love Alpha Brain. I love the Shroom Tap. I love the Mexican fucking chocolate protein powder. I just love what they do. I love that they have a guarantee that if you don't feel satisfied with Alpha Brain, they'll give you the product back. That means a lot to a guy like me. I know what it is to work for the fucking money. I know what it's like. So don't fucking feel bad. You understand me? Honor is tremendous. Tremendous. You have no fucking idea how Alpha Brain feels after a couple of weeks. You have no idea how the Shroom Tech Immune and the Shroom Tech Sport work. You guys listen to the podcast. I don't get sick that much. I believe in Shroom Tech Immune. And I believe in myself, you know, you're working on my own immune system and whatnot. But anyway, do me a favor. Go over to Onnit.com right now. Take a look at the fucking, what they got between the CMT oil, the fucking, the Alpha Brain, the Shroom Tech Sport. They got kettlebells. They got club bats. I think they're out of them, and I can't get you 10% off on them. But as far as supplements, I got you. Any supplement they got in stock right now, let me tell you something. That hemp. You mix the hemp with the Alpha Brain, when you work out, you're like a fucking laser beam. You understand me? So do yourself a favor. Go to Onnit.com right now. Take a look at what they got to offer and press in
church
and get Onnit delivered right to your house and get 10% off your first order. I can't help you any more than that. I'm doing you the biggest fucking favor in your life because I'm going to turn you onto a supplement that's going to make your fucking head spin because you know how Uncle Joey does it. I'm not here to fuck around. If I fucking push it, I fucking use it. Let me talk to you about something else, too, real quick here while I forget. God damn it. This always happens to me when I'm in fucking doubt. Anyway, listen, like I told you at the beginning of the podcast, if you're wearing a fucking wig, come on, guys. Listen, I dye my hair. When you look at me, you know I dye my hair. I don't dye it because I want. I dye it because I do videos. And then when I do the fucking white hair videos, I told you I forgot to put the ink into the thing. That's how stupid I am. I'm telling you guys, I'm no genius. I got the same problems you got. But anyway, we all got a problem. And we all have a problem. We could deal with it. Now, either you could fucking wear a wig or you could let your hair grow long and put that piece and make us think that you had hair. Stop it. We could all read through the bullshit. Face the facts. 2 out of 3 guys are going to lose their hair by the age of 35. That's just the way it goes. It's hereditary. I know a lot of years of balding, and I don't mind looking at a smooth head, but let me tell you something, guys. If I see a toupee coming at me, I'm going to fucking call one of those fucking looters to steal it from your head. We all know what's going on underneath that George Jetson fucking head, dude, all right? Over 100,000 guys have used Keeps. Keeps is tremendous. It's FDA-approved medication at a hair of the price. You get treated online by a real doctor, and you don't have to go nowhere. Hang on to what you got and prevent hair loss with Keeps. Listen, I'm 57 years old. I'm father time from the future. I'm telling you to do something today. I'm starting to lose my fucking hair. Cutting my hair wasn't that easy because I've lost this dome. Only the side keeps growing out like Curly from the fucking Three Stooges, like the other one, Larry, I think is his name is. But listen, you don't need to go through this. I had a friend I grew up with that he was so ashamed he was losing his hair. He was spray painting his head. Don't do that. Let's keep the hair you got and plant seeds in the rest of your fucking head so we can make you look like fucking Paul McCartney on the cover of Let It Be. All right? Let's start with fucking Keeps. That's how we started. Like I said, over 100,000 guys have played for Keeps with Keeps. And treatment starts at $10 per month. But since it's June 1st, I know you're fucking broke. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to give you the first month for free, okay? Prevent hair loss. Go to Keeps right now. Keeps.com/church. Again, that's Keeps.com/church. Spell it out. Keeps.com. KEEPS.com/church. Save your fucking head, dude. I know you're in quarantine right now. You don't give a fuck. But 3 more months of not getting your dick sucked, you're going to fucking want some hair, and now is the time to do it. Nobody's watching you. Now is the time to go to Keeps, talk to an online doctor, get your treatment, and when you come back in 2 or 3 months, people are like, bro, something changed about you. Bitch, I got hair. I'm looking fucking tremendous. You understand me? Go to Keeps.com/church right now. And like I said, treatment starts at $10 a month. I'm giving you the first month for free. That's how I roll. Now, let's hang on to your hair for Keeps. All right, I want to thank Onnit. I want to thank for Keeps. But most importantly, I want to thank you guys for listening to the podcast and supporting us every week and letting us come into your lives for 1 hour. That's all I want from you. I don't want 3 hours. I don't want 8 hours. I ain't Johnny fucking interesting here. I just want to make a point and let you guys know you're all right. Let you guys know I love you. I got your back. And we'll be back on Wednesday ready to fucking rock for you cocksuckers, all right? I love you, motherfuckers. I want to thank Keeps. I want to thank Onnit. But most importantly, I want to thank you guys for always having our back and smoking a joint with us on a Monday morning. Stay black. See you Wednesday. Have a great day, motherfuckers. Kick this motherfucking mule, Lee. Why am I even telling you this shit?